Good, what's good? I'm back. Yours truly, the one and only Paul Pickett, host of the Paul Pickett Podcast, aka Triple P, aka the Commonsense Podcast, your source for music, sports, politics, world events, and much, much more. Today I'm going to react to Young Miami gets triggered after DJ Academics calls her Diddy's side piece. But before we do, let's give you a word from Dizzle.
Whenever we link up, they're gonna be drink up. We sit down and relax and have few glasses when there's things to think about. Like I'm nice with the boss when I tend to the bars and I'm not talking drink up. So tell the bartender that's tending the bar to please pass me a big cup of. And tell that waitress is waiting on us to put a little ice in it. Now watch the ice become weightless like the spaceships that I be sitting in. No waiting, listen, another waiting for that tropical twist. That'll take your taste buds. Now taste some. Now I insist it's the pizza.
I really mean it. Dizzle is a premium luxury liqueur mixed with agave tequila, French cognac, and orange liquor mango mix. Throw your Dizzle on ice, and it's nice. If you want to order your very own bottle or bottles of Dizzle premium luxury liqueur, go to DizzleBrand.com, click on our locations, click on one of the top three website links. I recommend Emilio's Beverage. Must be 21 and over. Shipping and handling is included. Also, if you're located in California, Oklahoma, Kansas, and Arkansas, scroll below those website links and you'll see actual store locations in those states. And don't forget about the Dizzle brand hats, hoodies, t-shirts, and much more. Go to DizzleBrand.com, click on store, or go to Etsy.com/shop/DizzleBrand. That's Etsy.com/shop/DizzleBrand. All right, let's get into it. The coffee pod. Young Miami gets triggered after DJ Academics calls her Diddy's side piece. Let's go.
What's up, YouTube? Welcome to the Coffee Pod. My name is Shisha Zed.
Drink the coffee, it'll make you feel better.
Diddy shocked the world when he revealed he had recently welcomed a new baby girl into the world. And now we've learned more about the baby's mother. So the mother of Diddy's new bundle of joy has reportedly been revealed as 28-year-old Dana Tran. And there are a lot of reasons why this was surprising to a lot of people. One of the main reasons were that, let's just be honest about this situation. Diddy, at 53 years old, keeps a very strong rotation. A rotation of side pieces. Right, but some of those women don't like that. They don't like that. They don't like being referred to as side pieces.
Don't want to be with Diddy.
Miami, and we're gonna get into that in a little bit here. I just want to read this caption from the Shade Room that read: Over the weekend, Diddy shocked many when he revealed that he recently welcomed a new bundle of joy named Love Sean Combs, leaving many people to wonder who is the mother of the baby. So, she got revealed as the lady who I just spoke about. As you expect, a lot of people had a lot to say about this situation. I'm going to read the comments from the public, but the highlight of this video was DJ Academics and Young Miami, who had an actual back and forth. And of course, that got pretty interesting. So let's get into these comments real quick. First comment reads, congratulations, Diddy. Will at Young Miami babysit anytime soon. Yeah. Next comment here from another person says she used to work in the cybersecurity industry. Sis retired on October 15th. Yeah, she did. And it probably won't hurt Diddy at all with his billionaire status. We've got another woman here who says, why are these young, beautiful women wasting their youth on these old men and giving them their womb with zero commitment from them? Perfect, perfect comment. To segue into what I'm about to talk about. Guys, the RP is the truth. The truth is the truth. The RP is real. What we know about female nature will never cease to reveal itself with time. We all know women are willing to share a high caliber man. They're willing to share that man. The more successful a man is, the less a woman is worried about commitment. It's just the truth. But if you talk to women today, modern women, what would they do? Well, they'll say, oh, I would never do that.
Yeah.
Probably have.
Liar, liar, pants on fire.
With the guy who you wish would make the relationship official, but he's juggling three or four of you women. He's exercising exactly what Diddy is exercising here at a greater scale, right? And the funny thing is, like, this woman is like, why are these women giving their wombs to a billionaire? When if you look at the black community, you have women who are giving their wombs to
Pookie
on a daily basis. You can't make this shit up, man. It's the next best thing. I mean, I'd rather this. It's not ideal, but I'd rather this for a child than for him to grow up kind of, you know, in poverty. Next comment from another woman responds back to that chick and says, right, because, yeah, she thinks she would never do that. Another man here says they trying to secure the bag, of course. And finally, the last comment says the answer to this ain't hard. Laugh out loud. If someone offered you financial security for life in exchange for a baby, and allowed you to do what you want for the most part, would you take it? Most of these women.
Yep. Yep.
This is all a front. Next comment here from another woman says, none of these men have children with black women. Mm. Yeah, this is a good point. In fact,
Diddy
has
a
watching
child
a video
with a black woman.
Of, I believe it was Trevor
Justin
Noah,
Combs.
And he was shouting out black women for his success. And you had, it was shared on the Shade Room. You had all these women saying, yes, give black women their flowers. Oh, yes. To me, I'm like, yo, this man does not date black women, right? Same thing with Diddy. You know, he claims to be somebody who wants to help the black community and prove it. But who does he decide to reproduce with? He decides to reproduce with the Asian chick. Right, not Young Miami, but I remember seeing the Trevor Noah thing, and all I could think of is, like, I can't believe black women can't see that the people who say black women this, black women that, black, they don't date you. The men who actually care and hold you accountable because they actually date black women, right? There are plenty of men out here who date black.
You know, I gotta tap in something he said. This idea that people equate who you procreate with or you as helping the community or not helping the community is really bogus to me. Like, I hear this all the time, like people say, well, you don't really care about the black community because you didn't marry a black woman. Or, you know, this is the thing, man. People are physically, mentally, and emotionally attracted to who they're attracted to. I remember seeing a black girl walk in a room one time, which I have initials tatted on my arms, and I was literally head over fucking heels. Head over heels. I was literally, screw any white girl on the planet at that fucking time. Screw any white girl on the planet. There wasn't no white girl on the planet that could get my fucking attention when Christina Renee Kroon walked in the fucking room. I was just head over fucking heels instantly before I even fucking talked to her. And then once I got to know her, I was even fucking head over heels even more, man. So people, like, this idea that we're equating who Diddy procreates with, that he doesn't care about anybody in the black community, is bullshit. And I don't know if he does or doesn't, but it doesn't even have to be Diddy. Anybody, a complete stranger, this idea you're equating on who they procreate with, just because somebody procreated with a Asian woman or a Latin woman or a white woman, they don't really care about the black community. People are attracted to who they're attracted to. And, you know, attraction isn't just a physical thing, like for you to stay with somebody for a long time. It's got to be mentally and emotionally attracted more than anything, I would say. But let's keep it moving.
Black women, but they don't like what they hear from these men. Those men don't get recognized. They don't. Black women don't understand that they're getting played. They're getting played. All you got to do is say the black woman is queen, right? Lift her up over her man and the flowers will come. Next comment from another woman in response to that chick says he had twins with
you said.
She says, okay, well, he had twins with a black woman. Another person who says, by the way, You should be with whoever you want to be.
Yeah.
You should be.
Thank you.
You should be with whoever you want to.
Shouldn't have nothing to do with if you're helping the community or not.
You need to date this person, that person. No, I don't believe that. All I'm saying is there's a weird trend of a lot of these men who like push these this like black female empowerment message, but they don't deal with black women at all. And a part of me wonders, like, do you women see this, or do you guys just fall for?
Okay, now I agree with that. They're pushing this black and female empowerment message, and they don't really date black women. Okay, I get that. I get that. But just generally helping the black community, and if you don't date a black woman or you're not with a black woman that you don't care about the community, that is bogus. Let's keep it moving.
The tea.
No, I'll have a tea, actually.
Another person who says all his kids are black. What are you talking about? And why are you always begging to be picked? It's cringe and embarrassing. Somebody else here says, y'all just be saying shit. He's done it multiple times.
You know what? Let me chime in again. They're saying, okay, his kids, because he had a kid with some, I guess this last chick looks like she's Asian. Well, from what I've gathered in society, every time there's a kid that is in an interracial relationship, they always say the kid is black. Even if the mother is black and the daddy's white, or the daddy's black and the mother's white, they always say the kid is black. So what are we talking about here? They always claim the kid is only black in all these interracial relationships. You know, when they're not, they're mixed, you know? But I always thought, like, whatever the father is, that's typically the majority race of the DNA, you know? If your father's black, then you're black. If your father's white, then you're white. You know, we can't have, that's the thing, like, you can't have it both ways all the time. Like, you know, it's either Diddy has black kids because he's a black man, or Diddy doesn't have black kids because his partners aren't black. I mean, like, y'all can't have it both ways. Let's keep it moving.
Another woman here says he literally had three kids with Kim Porter. What do you guys think of that topic? Comment down below. Next comment says, sis was married while getting impregnated. Sheesh, these chicks be having a ring on it and still will cross their significant other for a celeb. Marriage is overrated in this day and age. So guys, here's where things get very, very interesting. So we have DJ Academics here and Young Miami, who kind of go on this back and forth on Twitter. We're going to start out with this tweet from DJ Academics that read, brother love must have left Young Miami message questioning him on Red, because she got all the time to be mad on Twitter. Mad I called her a side chick.
Well, she is.
And so apparently,
ladies, if your man knocks up another woman and not you, you're the side chick. Let's keep it moving.
Probably on a stream, DJ Academics called Young Miami a side chick and probably was questioning the fact, like, here you are claiming this man, holding up signs at shows and whatever, and he decides to have a baby with another woman out of the blue. She responds back to DJ Academics and says, I'm nobody's side B.
Yeah, you
Let's are. Just make this clear on this good Monday. Now she's typing in all caps here, so I already know she's turnt. She goes on to say, I don't come second to no B. She doesn't.
Okay, well, if you don't come second to nobody, then why did he knock up somebody else and not you? You're probably coming third, fourth, or fifth, to be honest with you. Just keep it moving.
And there she continues and says, you sit your fat, scary A in the house all day talking online. Come outside, police boy. With the exclamation mark, she goes on to say, bees be like, I can never, I can B, she says, and that's the difference. Now, she didn't end there. She kept going on like this rant on Twitter. Diddy won't even look half of y'all B's way. majority of y'all praying
really
fallen star.
That's your
be pleased with the exclamation mark. And I'm not mad, I'm trending. Next tweet. Y'all want to laugh? Let's laugh with the laughing emoji. So she's obviously triggered there. She's mad. Apparently, young mammy doesn't like being called side chick, right? But that's exactly what she is.
Yeah.
And the fact, this is like the thing with like delusion. The Megan Stallion situation. It's like being embarrassed of the reality of your situations that you were getting passed around. That's the truth. But you don't want to go on stand and talk about how it was happening. Same thing with young Miami. Like women don't like their nature. It's almost like women don't like being held accountable.
They don't. Thank you.
So DJ Academics actually responds to her. You know, he's known for poking a bear. He says, yeah. Nick Cannon women would never be having a mental breakdown the day when he announces a new baby. Yo, man. He goes on to say, I'm just saying straight up, y'all be knowing what y'all sign up for.
Yes.
There's some truth there.
All right, so you know what? I've heard enough, and let me really chime in. Every chick like young Miami is sharing a man, because every chick like young Miami expects to have a man that makes, you know, probably $1 million or more, and that's like, you know, 10% of the guys. So this is the problem with these chicks that they don't get. 100% of these gold digging bimbos are sharing and fighting over 10% of the men. And they probably don't even want all of them. They probably don't even want all of them. So they're probably, it's even a smaller number, you know, because just being rich isn't even enough for these women. They still want you to be handsome, drive a certain kind of car, live in a certain house, dress a certain way, be a certain height. You know, the laundry list goes on and on and on. Like, dudes, we just want to be with a chick that we're attracted to and we can get along with. That's all. That's all we want. We don't care if she's a certain height, makes a certain money. We might care if she's a certain weight. But we don't care what kind of car she drives, what kind of house she's living in. We might care how many kids she's got, you know, how many times she's been married, you know. But we don't have this long laundry list of things that we require before we date a chick. But women do, you know. And same thing, like that's my mom's the same way. Like she has this long laundry list of things she expects in a guy. And I'm like, look, you got to settle with just a few of those things on the list. But they're not willing to settle with just a few things on the list. They want the whole fucking list, you know. But you don't get the whole fucking list when it comes to men. So once again, I thank you for tuning in, Paul Pickett Podcast.